Welcome to the first episode of the Profound Guild podcast. I'm your host, Dave. With me today is Mike. We are officers in the Guild Profound on Stormscale Europe. Today we'll be talking about pandas and monks. Hope you enjoy. What topics have we got today? Let's see. So we've got the panda and the monk. Basically, the try and get through these as quickly as possible. These are huge topics, so let's see if we can get through
them. Very big. People have been demanding Pandaren and monks for ages, haven't they?
Yeah, let's talk about Pandaren, because Pandaren have been in the games for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, since WoW 3, wasn't it?
Not the game.
Warcraft 3.
Yeah, Warcraft 3. I never actually played Warcraft 3. I'm sure there are a lot of people who could comment on that.
Me neither, sadly. I played 1 and 2. But 3 got a bit boring for me.
Really? Was that just a change in the style of play, or was it the story?
No, I just decided to move on to different types of games.
Fair enough. So do you know anything about... I mean, I know the names of some Pandaren. You know, Chen Stormstout.
Yeah, who doesn't know Chen?
But isn't Chen initially some sort of developer for Blizzard? Some sort of storyteller, because if you look up Chen, there's this sort of index guide on the World of Warcraft site, or on the Blizzard site even, that sort of describes how... It's really weird. It's almost like it's a user guide, but from the perspective as if you were part of the game. So he's advising you, whether you're Alliance or Horde, on how to beat the other side.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's quite... Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't understand it. I guess if I played Warcraft 3, it might make more sense.
Yeah, I'm guessing that.
But anyway, when was the first time we actually saw Pandaren in World of Warcraft?
Well, we actually saw the Pandaren themselves with the pet, didn't we? The little monk.
Was that the first time they were introduced?
Non-combat pet. Well, no, that was just the first time we saw them. Up until then, there's been quests involving in barons, where you are to collect find Chen's barrel of beer, and you've got to hand it in somewhere, and you get it. It's a quest line somewhere.
Yeah, Chen's missing keg or something.
Yes, that's right.
I remember that, because you kill the storm something or other, those sort of dinosaur-shaped things in the barons for the glands.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I love that quest.
which is the weirdest type of beer I've ever thought of drinking.
So he was... Chen Stormstout has been in the game. There's also Mojo Storms. Is it Mojo Stormstout? Another panda.
The name sounds familiar.
I looked it up because we named our hamster after Mojo. He looks a bit like a panda. Not very furry, though. But, I remember, was it 2 years ago, Blizzard made an April Fool's joke, which is quite... coincidental, because today's April 1st as well.
Yeah.
They made a joke where pandas were being introduced as another race. Now, do you think it was like a two-stage joke? So they said, oh yeah, look, we're going to add pandas. Just sort of test the water to see if people would say, pandas? Why?
I don't know, because they wanted to introduce them in BC as the Alliance playable race instead of Draenei.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But for some reason they pulled out.
Do we know what that reason was?
I don't think they ever explained it. I think... Oh, no, they did. They said the story fitted better with a Draenei with a crash-landing alien. I don't know how that works out, but...
Yeah.
Apparently the ugly goat people from Mars fitted in better than Pandaren, I guess.
I suppose they probably... Mr. Pandaria looks like they've... Because it's a new continent, they always plan things around so that a new continent can be introduced in some sort of story background way.
Yeah. It all ties together in one big story.
Yeah, I'd like to have been at the meeting when some guys piped up and said, oh, yeah, maybe Pandaria was covered in mists and the cataclysm blew it away.
Yeah, let's think of ways to get rid of the mist that surrounded the place for 10,000 years.
Yeah. And Chris Metzen probably just stood up, pointed at them, and said, you're the man.
Lord Metzen, eh?
Yeah. So the Pandaren themselves at the... I mean, we both got the beta, let's just announce that. and we've been playing it for a little bit.
And I haven't played it too much because I got a buggy quest, which I kind of gave up after like an hour.
Yeah, I know which one that is, actually. I stopped as well. But the Pandaren starting zone is a bit... I don't know. Did you notice any references in there for, other than the obvious Asian theme, did you see anything that was like fitting towards some sort of movie or a different culture other than the Asian, you know, kung fu culture?
Chinese. No, I didn't really see anything. It's weird because, you know, you see the graphics and you see all of this and you think, wow, it's really beautiful. They put a lot of work and effort into it. But then you just think, oh, well, I'm in China. Let's move on with this. Let's move on. Let's just get somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're not really trying to engage in the story.
Yeah, I actually got tired of the zone very quickly. That's probably quite bad.
After the first help this elemental get back to whatever Temple of the Five Dawns, after that I was like, really, okay, I can move. Let's go on to Barons or something so I can level up now.
Yeah. I actually thought to myself while I was doing it, like, I was more annoyed with the amount of people that were there also doing the same quest than it was...
Oh, don't mention the amount of people.
There was a lot of pandas, weren't there?
Thousands.
I actually noticed that they made a lot of the NPCs, you know, the ones you had to attack and sort of tag to get credit for them? They made them so that anyone could just tag them, no matter what health they were on.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because they know.
Yeah, that's going to be thousands. Pity on the level 2 quest where you have to go upstairs and click on the scroll. That was a nightmare. The least they could have done is make the whole like statue clickable rather than a tiny minute piece on the statue that once there's more than 3 people in the way you can't click it.
Well, I noticed that a lot of people were stood on top of it saying invite, 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 and I was wondering why they meant that. And I guess it's because as soon as someone clicks it, for everyone else it disappears and then it waits to respawn.
Yeah, it does.
And I managed to sort of ninja click it before anyone else, and there was loads of people stood there, and I managed to just click it and walk away.
Well, I was one of the other people who invited four. Strangely, there was only 4 people in a group. You couldn't invite more than 4 people, but that's for another time. So there's me and 3 other people, and I just kind of gave up and just waited, and somebody else clicked it for me.
Mm.
So I cheered and ran away.
Yeah, and then did the little pet thing, the little elemental that looked. I recognised that model before. I don't know if it was
really?
From... Yeah, it looked familiar. Anyway.
I know what it is. It's those little pygmy guys in the Uldum area. You know, the small little...
Oh, yeah.
They stack up... They're similar to that, aren't they?
Yeah. I wonder if there's some sort of deeper story there, then. Uldum, Pandarens... I don't know. I don't know too much about the lore. We need John for that.
Yeah, plus we could always discuss lore in another podcast, because lore in itself is going to be one huge
We need someone to reference and to swing suggestions back and forth between.
Plus somebody who knows about the lore.
Yeah.
Because I know nothing.
I haven't even gotten through the Cataclysm book yet. I'm still reading that. I'm about a quarter of the way through and I've forgotten what I've read already.
I haven't even bought it. The only book I've read is the Day of the Dragon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so let's talk about the monk then. We know the monk isn't limited just to pandas. Do you know which ones can't be monks?
Yes, so that would be the Worgen and the Goblin.
Oh, so
those
just...
are the only 2 races, yeah.
The Cataclysm ones then.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I'm thinking in terms of Tauren, a big, huge Tauren kicking around. That's going to be fun.
I'm thinking gnomes running around. That would be weird. Mainly because I hate gnomes.
And the spinning crane kick thing. I bet that looks pretty funny for a gnome.
I want to see what it looks like for a Pandaren. Tauren. You're right. So imagine a giant cow flying across your screen.
Yeah, I can just imagine it now running around on some sort of 40-person battleground, and you just see this big, huge, spinning door and flying through everyone.
And there's going to be loads of them, so you can imagine like 5 or 6 just spinning and kicking everything in sight.
Yeah. I'm confused why Draenei and Blood Elf can be monks, because they're sort of, I didn't think their cultures would support it.
Well, I'm confused as to why the Forsaken are monks as well.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, I can. Then again, they're priests, I suppose. But
well, Forsaken are risen human, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I suppose if a human was a monk, I mean, it does follow to say that if whatever, I don't know why undead can't be paladins, but whatever a human can be, a Forsaken should be able to be as well.
Yeah, I guess.
I think I remember John mentioning that a Forsaken, it's a curse, isn't it? So they're risen as a curse.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't be paladin because they had that. I don't know. I still don't know the paladin priest thing, because priest can follow the light and paladin can follow the. I don't know.
Speaking of paladins and priests, it looks like to me the Pandaren healing model, well, not healing, not the model, the idea is to be a cross between a paladin, you know, the chunging and kicking and being in melee range, and
yeah,
being an atonement priest. Is it just me? Because by the looks of it, all the your damage you do is going to heal those around you, kind of like atonement.
There are targeted abilities, quite a lot of targeted ones. We have to target someone. Which, in this current sort of healing climate in World of Warcraft, you've got to have some sort of unit frames. Whether it's the built-in ones or you get healbot or grid or something, you have to click someone.
Yeah.
In some way. You either have to click them and then press a spell, or you just click them and have like hover macros and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it's going to work for a monk. It's going to be quite difficult. If you've got to also attack your target as well as concentrate on little bars, it's going to be quite difficult.
Yeah, I can see a load of macros coming up for, you know, attack my target and then just, or to attack my focus target. So whenever you click, you can set up some buttons somehow to, rather than heal someone, it attacks your focus target, which would be probably the tank or someone.
Yeah. There was an ability, I can't remember what it was called. It was, I don't know. You sort of, it's almost like chain heal. So you cast it on a member, on a party member. I don't know if it heals them, but it says it'll jump to 3 people in total.
I saw that as well, yes.
It just made me think of chain heal without the first step, so it doesn't, it probably doesn't heal the target you put it on. So I was thinking maybe people would make target of target macros, so they would target the boss, and they would just keep casting this, so it gets stuck on the tank, and then the tank heals everyone around them. Sort of like a melee range healer.
Yeah, it could do.
They could be going in the way where they want to split ranged healer, which would be like an overall healer, and make monks just a tank healer. Tank and melee healer.
Yeah, but if they do that, Blizz will change that quickly, because again, they don't want to, this healer is specifically for this kind of healing and that healer's for this. They're trying to homogenize everything, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're going with it. I mean, every time they release an expansion, it all changes anyway.
That's true. That's very true.
So, okay, so we know which races we're going to have, and we know, well, we haven't actually talked about who can't be a panda, which classes can't be a panda. No, my gripe is, I can't have a Pandaren paladin.
My gripe is no paladin, no Pandaren druids.
And I thought you could have been druids, because they have a lot of references to animals.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and everybody's argument has been, oh well, druids only came along after the island was covered in mist. Therefore, nobody taught Pandarens how to be druids. But, you know, surely we're part of the wandering, the monks of Wanderlust. So the people who've left the island and jumped on a giant floating turtle that swims around the oceans. Surely at some point while they're floating around the ocean, somebody comes in contact with the druid and says, hey, show me how to do that.
Yeah,
and
maybe
comes in contact
a druid
with
just
a paladin or something.
A druid swimming around as an orca, just sort of exploring the southern pole. Could work.
Or even, because, you know, Chen, as we discussed earlier, he was out in the rest of the world. He wasn't just stuck on the giant turtle. He actually was in Barons, I'm sure they said that he was here hundreds of years ago at some point. I may be mistaken, but I'm sure he was actually on continents. So somewhere along the lines, the pandas have been on the island, on the continent. Somebody could have taught them how to be druids, paladins, taught them how to be everything, really.
Yeah. I suppose it... Well, I don't know if Chen... I don't know if the storyline for him meant that he sort of like discovered an area and then went back to Pandaria. I don't know if he went back at all. He might have just been an explorer who never taught an original nation what he found out. I don't know.
What else can't they be? So we've got paladins, druids.
Paladins, druids. If I just quickly look it up. Monk. No, Pandaren. So I've got here, the ones that you can, available classes, are Hunter, Priest, Shaman, Mage, Rogue, Warrior. So DK's out there.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Have we got one missing?
We must do.
Well, the ones that matter to me.
No, it's the 3, DK, Druid, and Paladin. Would add it to that's 7, that's 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Warlock, that was it.
Warlock. Yeah. And I actually understand why warlocks wouldn't be.
Yeah, because they're all about fear and basically against all the Shah, which we're going to encounter. And once we actually get out into the island and start saving things.
Yeah, the Shah are probably the most... Well, the closest thing to a demon thing in Pandaria, aren't they? Because they harvest, what is it? They harvest sort of negative emotions.
Yeah, so you have fear, doubt, anger. All those emotions are harvested, and then the more there is, the bigger the Shah, by the sounds of it.
Well, have you done any of the Edge 5 dungeons?
No, I'm waiting to copy my character over.
I had a go at the Temple of the Jade Serpent. Now, there's a guy in there, I can't remember his name, but one of the bosses, he has two different things that he can do. You know, where some of the bosses in some dungeons, they just either do one thing or another, depending on what, you know, a random roll. The encounter split into two parts. So one of them was really easy. It was just nail these four sun-shaped things. The other one, which is quite difficult, I still don't know how you're supposed to do this properly, but you have anger and, I think it was fear, these two Shah that were just sort of stood there. If you focused attack on one, it would make it bigger, and it would eventually get to a point where it would just be super overpowered and really hard to heal through. And if you attack the other one, it would do the same thing. So it was only direct attacks I worked out. So I said, just everybody just used AoE, and it took us about 10 minutes, but we killed them. But I don't understand. If you hit it, it gets stronger and kills you back. But then if you don't hit it, how are you supposed to kill it? It's going to be...
Oh, yeah, that's
going to make
an interesting design right there.
Yeah. Maybe there's some calming thing that you can get. I don't know. I'm really interested in the raids that are going to come up, but we'll talk about those later on.
Speaking of raids, we've discussed monks as healers. What about DPS and tanks?
Well, the tanking one looks a lot like the DPS one.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the difference between ferals and bears. There's only a little bit of difference, really, isn't there?
Yeah, and also, I noticed there was some sort of stance that you could do.
Yeah, it looks like kind of warrior stances, because when I was playing on the beta, you automatically start off in Stance of the White Tiger.
Yeah.
Which makes me believe that that's going to be the DPS stance, but you can switch between stances for whatever reason.
I'm guessing that's going to be good for when, you know, ultimately when you're raiding or when you're in your dungeons, the shit hits the fan and you'll have a tank die, or maybe the tank loses aggro and the healer's getting killed and the tank just doesn't pull it. You can have one of the DPS just go, okay, I'm going to go switch stance and then off-tank it for a bit.
Yeah, just to save someone's life. I doubt you could tank for long.
Probably not, because there isn't any... They've still got the 6% crit thing, That's the only thing that really means that you're a tank, is if you have that, then you're a tank.
Kind of like warlocks.
Yeah, the glyph.
Yeah, which we'll discuss in another...
Yeah, that's still ongoing,
actually. In an upcoming podcast, yeah.
Hopefully when we get to it, we'll know more about it.
Back to the monks, though. I'm kind of annoyed. I was expecting the monks to be leather classes from the start. I thought if they ever introduce monk, it's going to be leather, because I can't picture monks wearing plate or mail.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to share more of the loot around, which druids kind of have the monopoly on spirit and intellect leather gear. But it's kind of annoying that I'm going to be rolling against more people.
I mean, so you knew what was going to happen, but you're annoyed anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense that it would be leather. I mean, when you think about the culture, the direct relation to the culture would be they should just wear cloth.
Yeah.
They should be very agile in cloth. But that wouldn't really make a good game, having a tank just dodging everything.
Yeah. Which I can see. I wonder what the first Pandarans are going to be like, first tanks, because when Wrath came out, you had all the DKs, and they were, let's be honest, they were okay at first. But since then, Blizzard have messed around with them a bit, and now they're kind of the worst tank. If you see a DK tank in LFR, you kind of just already start facepalming, because he's going to suck.
Yeah, a lot of people don't... Well, there's this thing, isn't there, where people keep complaining about Blizzard not implementing some way of teaching tanks on how to tank. So you have a DK, and you've been through the DK leveling process, haven't you?
Yeah, twice.
I don't remember anywhere specifically where it teaches you how to tank. I remember there's a quest that tells you to beat up a training dummy, but...
Yeah, that's more DPS really though, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't help with the tanking scenario. So when you do switch to tank, you go, okay, I'm blood, I'm going to put a shield up. I mean, anything called shield, yeah, use it. But then after that, you're like, okay, I'll just press anything that lights up. Or at least that's what people seem to do.
Well, I got to retract my statement a bit. Not all DKs are shit. There are a few that you think, okay, this guy kind of knows what he's doing. He gets the DK process. But let's be honest, the vast majority are crap. So I hope monks don't go down the same path, because they also only have parry and dodge.
Well, that's they do have another ability that sort of absorbs damage. It's kind of like, I can't remember what it's called, but they absorb damage, and then they take the damage over time. That's their mastery.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I saw that.
So it's like a reduction. I think there is an overall reduction as well. So I think it says something like, it always reduces it by 50%, but then the next 50% you'll take over time. And I think... mastery alters one of those. Either it alters the amount you just reduce, or it alters the amount that you'll take over time.
Yeah, I did see that. I'm sure it's the damage you take over time. So the more mastery you stack in the end, I'm guessing you can become damage immune, really. Well, no, you'd only take 50% of the damage with nothing over time.
Yeah, I should check this, because it's quite an interesting thing. It reminded me of... it's sort of like a balance between block and feral, because...
Yeah, the Savage Defense.
Yeah, because Savage Defense is like an absorb, isn't it, from the damage you do. But you also have the heal thing that goes on, because bears are strange. They heal up by hitting things, and they also absorb by hitting things. So no matter what you do as a bear, you're going to be either positive, unless you can't do very much damage.
Which I can see how they try to implement that into DKs with a bit of tweaking, but I think they went a bit far with, you know, the amount that you can, it's tough to explain, really.
Yeah, the monk one, it will be interesting. I'm definitely going to roll one and play one, see if I can get it fully understood, and you know, as I always do, just play tanks.
And I was just going to say, and I'll probably always be a healer on my particularly on my Pandaren, on my monk.
I think we're going to see a lot of groups of, you know, five manning stuff just as monks.
Yeah, kind of like DKs when they first came out. Everybody was just five-manning dungeons as DKs.
Yeah. Or even raids, just jumping into raids as 10 monks.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, some of the old, the most, I don't know, they cross over onto every level, so they're very good tanks by the looks of what monks are, and they look like they're very good healers. And also their DPS is obviously going to be pretty good because they're going to want to make monks shine.
Yeah, this is their expansion. They need to shine.
Yeah. So we're going to see a lot of groups with too many of one class. It'd be interesting to see which the most powerful race would be to have a monk.
To be honest, to be interesting would be the balance they've got to do for PvP if monks are that awesome at all these three roles.
Yeah.
How are they going to balance that in PvP?
A racial
which
repent.
Is always the main, which is always the main question, isn't it?
Yeah.
For this game.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
I do see they removed the they added auto attack to monks.
Not sure what the reason for that was. They said it just felt wrong.
I can see that because it would have felt weird just smashing buttons.
Well, I did notice straight away when you've got a little bit of lag, it's very hard to actually attack something.
Oh yeah, I found it intensely difficult to attack anything. The area was just so overcrowded. You couldn't do anything, which added to the lag. So you attack a target and like 10 seconds later, you and the mob you're attacking eventually do something.
Yeah. And it was actually quite strange seeing, because you can have a two-hander, so like a staff, or you can have two fist weapons or two maces or two swords or whatever. I think the ability that you have, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a jab ability.
Yeah, this was called jab.
I think jab was the name of the version that is when you've got fist weapons. And I think club is when you have a mace. And
I noticed that.
The spell sort of just changed itself as soon as you equipped a different item. And
I did see that actually somewhere, shows on MMO Champion, that not only does the name change, but the animation changes as well.
Yeah. Which was quite interesting. As well as, I was looking at the bonus for either dual wielding or using a two-hander. The dual wielding was, I think it was 40% increased attack speed on auto attack.
Damage. Auto attack damage increased by 40%.
Yeah, and we all know that auto attacks aren't great. White damage hasn't ever been like the most amazing damage in WoW. I think warriors are probably the only ones who can claim that it's been a pretty good damage.
Some, I think rogues, assassination rogues also have quite a bit of melee in there. I think they're usually like top or second is their just white attacks.
Yeah, I remember in vanilla actually, combat rogues would have white damage as one of their greatest attacks as well.
I'm looking at it here, the Pandaren Racial's Way of the Monk. Dual wielding one-handed weapons, auto attack damage increased by 40%.
Right.
Two-handed weapons, melee attack speed is increased by 40%.
I thought it was different in the game. This could all change anyway, I mean, being the beta.
Yeah, let's be honest, it's probably going to change anyway.
Although it didn't feel like we were actually testing, more like it was just glorified early access at that point.
Yeah, I felt that too.
I guess that's up to Blizzard to do. If they don't need our feedback, then yeah, they didn't put it in. We're just not going to give them feedback.
Yeah, although to be honest, most of the people that are on the beta are just there to get early access.
Yeah.
They have no intention of posting on the forums what they found.
So let's quickly just go over the positive and negatives that you can sort of summarize about the pandas and the monks. What would you say are the good things for you?
The good things is that we got a new tank class. Hopefully we'll get more tanks for when you're queuing up for dungeons.
Yeah.
And it won't take an hour to get a queue unless you are a tank, which is instant.
Yeah.
And that's for the monks. For Pandarans, I guess it's just fun that we finally got Pandarans.
Yeah, fresh sort of design direction. Nice music as well, actually. Although I'm probably going to get sick of that quite quickly. What about the negatives then? What don't you like?
Well, I don't like the fact that we don't know how they're going to tank yet. And I don't like them taking my leather gear. But apart from that, it all looks too good to be true at the moment. And I don't want to say anything that I don't like in case, well, not in case, because they're probably going to change everything. Let's be honest, they change quite a lot during beta and live.
Yeah. There's a lot of quests in there that I don't see them changing, but yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine the quests themselves in the starting area would stay pretty much the same, but the gameplay they've already changed was one of the massive things. They wanted it to the no auto attacks, which they wanted to feel like a button smashing game.
Yeah, a little bit like Street Fighter like, and stuff like that.
But that I guess that would have relied too much on how much lag you've got, and I couldn't see how they could, how like Bloodlust and Heroism would work for that, because you're doing instant attacks, so it's not really doing any damage, any extra speed or anything to your attacks.
That's a good point. They would have had to change it so that haste would increase their damage rather than increase their haste, because haste would mean nothing to a class without an auto attack.
Yeah.
It would just reduce their global cooldown, and there's a cap on a global cooldown.
Yeah, so the haste would be pretty much useless to a monk, I guess.
Yeah, that could well be it. That could be the biggest problem they had, unless they changed Bloodlust and Heroism to do something else, just a flat healing increase or percent healing increase or something like that. I don't know. So, I haven't actually got many negatives about pandas and monks. I'm still taking it as it comes and sort of thinking, whatever they do, I'm still going to play it. And you probably wouldn't really know, you probably wouldn't find anything you don't like about it too much until you get to 85 or 90, start tanking. Because that's like DKs. As soon as you get into a raid, you just see DKs getting squashed by the easiest things to avoid.
As soon as there's a proper test, then that's where you see the difficult stuff.
I hope they give us the ability to copy a monk, and so we can just, you know, get it to level 90 and then start raiding on the beta, hopefully test it out.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So generally I'm on positive. I like the fact that they've added a new tank, definitely going to help. And a healer as although I don't think we needed healers, but you can't really have
you can't have a monk without healing, can you? That also wouldn't fit in.
Yeah, it's supposed to be spiritual. And
yeah, they're kind of like paladins, really, aren't they? The leather-wearing paladins. Also a spiritual kind of a class, so you'd have to have healing involved.
Yeah, I guess the big difference is that paladins are supposed to... what's the word? They're supposed to make people respect the light. They're supposed to show them the light, and they can use it to realign people's negative emotions, I guess. Whereas the monks and the pandas are just suppressing all these emotions and just chilled, relaxed.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I love the way they sit down.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
They sort of cross their legs and start sitting with a very relaxed pose.
Oh yeah, I think I have seen it now. Now that you mentioned it, they kind of look like they're meditating, don't they?
Yeah. Well,
we haven't really spoken about the female monks, and on monks pandering.
Well, do you want to? I don't particularly like them.
In some ways they're all right, but some ways you think, okay, this is kind of like troll females and orc females. You know, nobody's really going to want to play one. They just look crap.
Yeah, I don't think they look too bad. I just think they look too comical. The pandas already looked pretty funny and a bit like they were a little bit of a joke.
Yeah.
And then they made the female, which... Because I've noticed now in the beta that you can change the hair colour for your... Well, there are the options there to change the hair colour for your male panda, but you can't actually change it at the moment. But the females can have red hair. I don't know why they've done that.
I'm guessing they going for the red panda look. I don't know.
But a red panda, surely that's just a squirrel. That's what they look like. You need bigger ears, though. What have we got on the list? Oh, looks like we've gone through all the topics for today. And we're about close to the end time, so do you have anything else to add today?
No, I just wish that they hadn't introduced the beta in such big waves.
Yeah, I felt special until I realised the next day that another 200,000 people had been invited.
Yeah. Not only that, but it just makes everything lagging like hell.
Yeah. Like we said, I think this is just more like early access than it is beta testing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure I'll have you on almost every one of them. And we'll probably do another podcast on Wednesday. Maybe Tuesday, I'm not sure. We'll see.
Yep, that's fine by me.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening. We'll endeavour to make them funnier and richer and more John as well.
More John all of the time.
Okay, thank you everyone.